One of the principles the Rambam gives us in the Yud Gimel Ikarim is that the Torah will never change. And that's why we believe Moshe Rabbeinu is of HaNevi'im. By believing Moshe is of HaNevi'im, we are basically saying that we believe the Torah can't change. Because if everyone else, if every Navi is equal, or as good as great as Moshe, so then they say they got a Nevuah, no more Shabbos, no more kosher. So one of the Yud Gimel Ikarim to believe Moshe Rabbeinu is of HaNevi'im is to ensure the Torah will never be changed. There's one mitzvah in the Torah, one union in the Torah, that the Torah says it's going to, the Torah itself tells us it's going to change, and it hasn't changed yet. That's what the Rambam tells us, and others, the din of Arei Miklat. Originally, we have six Arei Miklat. Three in Eretz Yisrael, three on the Eva HaYarden. So Asid Lavo, it says, we're going to add three more Arei Miklat. So that's a change the Torah says is going to happen. This hasn't happened yet, because it's now Asid Lavo. We find other mitzvahs that seem to have changed, which would be a problem. Let's say Birkas HaMazon. So Birkas HaMazon, obviously originally, when they were in the Midbar, they only said Hazon HaSakol. They weren't going to thank God for no Delacha. So obviously, Minat Torah is that you thank God on the food and everything else, and there are different details and with the different brachas. But originally, obviously, they're not going to thank God for Eretz Yisrael before he gave it. They're not going to thank God for Yerushalayim. So Birkas HaMazon, it seemed to be historical development that it, but that's not changing. That's when that's the development of the mitzvah. And I guess when the things happened, so that's when it kicked in. Well, let's say Bris Mila. It's a pasuk in Yoshua about a Mila Shenis. So some might say they went back. It was a national Bris Mila. Everyone did it together. Matosis quotes, and the Shiloh is that really, what do you mean Mila Shenis is up until now, they only did Mila. And then at a certain point, they added Priya. Aye, how could you change a mitzvah? Ein Navi Rashi L'chadishav HaMeyata. So that's the answer. Tos is right. So it's Alachu HaMoshe MiSinai. It was given originally, but it was just revealed later on as the time, as when God thought it was the right time. Or similarly, we find by Ezra. Ezra seemed to change to Ksav. It was more like Hammurabi, like it was a certain script they had. And then Ezra came and changed it to Ksav Ashuris. So how could Ezra change it? So the pasuk says that by a king that he's gonna write a Sefer Torah. So Pasha says every Jew has to write a Sefer Torah. And in addition, the king has a second copy. So uses the Lashon Mishnah. So, the Gemara Chazal make a drasha, Ksav Sha'asida or Lishnos, that already, again, it was a Lacha Moshe Misinai, Ezra already had a tradition that the script was going to, he can't change the script, it was already built in. So we find by Birkas HaMazon, the historical development, by Mila, it started off with Mila and Priya, and we see by Ezra, so apparently then it was Halacha Moshe MiSinai, and now is the time to reveal it. And we're still waiting, Lasid Lavo. So when we get fulfillment of the Pasuk, that when Lasid Lavo, we're going to add three Arei Miklat. So for Birkas HaMazon, Mila, the Ksav, Ashuris, we already switched, and we're waiting in the future that we're going to add three more Arei Miklat.